We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, I told you earlier in the 2 o'clock hour today, Manny Diaz joined me and Crowder, and I promised you I'd replay it in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to get to that. But Omar Kelly, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, he's here because he was going to participate in this Flow Rider competition, and the rain came in, and he was unable to do it because they shut it down. They shut down the beach. There is some thunder and lightning, as I said, in the area. So, Omar, the consolation prize is sitting around having some drinks, some food, and enjoying the Landshark Bar and Grill up here.
Brought my son and my his little cousin, so we was ready to party.
All right, so let's just talk a little Dolphins with you because we always talk Dolphins with you, and as long as we can't ride you for what happened on the Flow Rider, we don't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to whoop Hollywood's you know what. That's what was going to happen.
You go. And it's always going to remain a mystery.
Now he gets to carry it on for another whole year. Like, yeah.
Let me ask you, though. You saw the Dolphins game last night. Crowder's talked about his observations from Josh Rosen, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Uh-huh. Obviously, we saw Preston Williams. I mean, that dude balled out.
Mm-hmm.
For us Hurricanes fans, it was nice to see Mark Walton score a touchdown. Like, there were some things at play. That number 40, Nick Needham, I was feeling bad for him by the end of the game. So
hey,
give me your overall thoughts first, though, Omar. Like, if I told you, give me some overall thoughts on what you saw last night.
It was better than I expected coming off that 18 penalty scrimmage. I thought they were a little bit cleaner, a little bit more disciplined. I think they showed, because you saw the starters was playing. There really aren't any starters. I can tell you there are three defensive starters on this team. There's Xavien Howard, there's Bobby McCain, and then there's Jerome Baker. Everybody else plays in a situation. And so you saw them rotating everybody playing their role in their situation. And, it looked enticing. I saw a little bit of pressure on the quarterback. He wasn't delivering sacks. I saw some pressure. I was like, okay, you got some people that can get some pressure. I can tell you, as the number one, I sit in my throne as the number one Josh Rosen critic of America. I think he is moving and progressing and getting to the point where I might be able, if we see another steady week of this, say he is a competent starting quarterback in the NFL if he continues to progress on this path. He's still reading defenses slow. He's still struggling to, Crowder, as a middle linebacker, you show him something, then you take it away from him.
Yes.
Yes, that gets him every time. So he needs to cut that down, learn the offense a little bit more, speed up progression. But he is eating off the Preston Williams plate. And that joker right there, I mean, we saw things that tease us in OTAs, and I was just like, I'll wait till they put pads on. Then they put pads on. He had a quiet first week, and then he started to perk up. And then that scrimmage, he was just like, okay. You was waiting till the game. And he has developed the great chemistry with Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen is leaning on him. And I think I said this previously talking to Joe. I know we worked with Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall was trying to get me to come out there and look at him because Brandon's like, yo, he good.
Yeah.
And I think Brandon taught him the little finer arts of pushing off, which was Brandon was a specialist at. And I've watched him for the past two times, the scrimmage, and then, if you watch some of his plays, he pushes off.
Oh, he pushes low, too. He pushes the hip. Oh. He don't go up in the shoulder and the head
it's
where
very,
a lot of young
it's
receivers
very
do.
Subtle.
Yeah.
It's very subtle. It's an art to pushing off in the NFL. And the refs see it, but they're going to let it slide because it's not blatant, and everybody knows they want offense in this league. And right now, I can say he is by far the best rookie that the Dolphins have on the team.
The offensive scheme was something else that impressed me. I know it's very vanilla right now, but just the lining up and then resetting and then motioning back and then resetting.
It's like, complicated.
It's complicated. I remember when Rosen said that it's like drinking out of a fire hose. Last night I saw it. Have you seen that, the whole progression? Because I was explaining earlier, when you do that, you make the defense show their hand. it give the quarterback a lot of information with all that stuff.
And then you get your keys, and then you know what your read and what's your hot and what's your primary. Yes, and that is moving a little too fast for him now. Maybe in a month, 2 months, really, I think it's going to be 2 months. It won't be moving too fast for him. Fitzpatrick's got it.
Yes.
And you know, you can't play 20 decades in the league and, you know, it's your second run in that offense and not have it. But it's a very complicated. And, you know, we always say, why does Patriots have so much success? And yes, Belichick gets a lot of credit. Yes, Tom Brady gets a lot of credit. But Tom Brady's running the offense. He's run for 19 years. You know how hard that is? But and how the thickness and complex, you know, pros who have been pros and pro bowlers like Chad Johnson could not get that offense.
Yeah.
And the defense, just watching Brian Flores, it is the exact same defense that New England runs. Mm-hmm. And I've always struggled to figure out, like, huh, I can't get it. What are they doing? What? Like, Rob Ninkovich is, a contributing player. And now that I see it with Miami's talent, I'm like, oh, I get it. You're not asking Channing Crowder to play 50 snaps and do heavy lifting and cover the Dallas Clarks of the world.
I saw he was headed that way.
You're not asking Channing Crowder to do the things that he is not good at.
Yes, yes.
You are putting Channing in a position to play 33% of the games, asking him to play at his strengths, and maybe if there's an injury, you say, okay, Channing, you're going to have to go cover Dallas Clark. We just going to have to survive.
Oh, Lord.
Omar Kelly is with us. He covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. I promised everybody Manny Diaz this hour because I know a lot of people, we don't have the simulcast in the 2 o'clock hour, so I want to get to it. So quickly, before we run out of time, Omar, the guy that jumped off the screen for everybody watching that game last night was Preston Williams. Is he as legit as he looked last night? Because that dude, you threw the ball near him, he was going to get it.
He's legit. The only question and concern that I have is his intellectual level high enough to grasp an offense as a rookie. I mean, it's one thing to go out there and give you 20 plays that they know you can run, and then it's another thing to throw a whole playbook at you. And a lot of times those are the things that, you know, does he know his hot routes? Like, you know, does he know all of his calls? A lot of times that stuff is a lot and it's intense. But right now they need to throw him in the deep end of the pool. He needs to be working with Ryan Fitzpatrick because I think their best offense might be Devontae Parker until Albert Wilson comes back and Jakeem Grant gets healthy. Their best offense might be Preston Williams and Devontae Parker on the outside and Kenny Stills at slot.
He looked good. No question, right? He was the breakout star last night.
He's looked good since, if you follow my OTA breakdowns, I'll be like, yo, he's got talent. He's got ability. But the thing, I caution people because players like that, sometimes there's intellectual stuff going on. Sometimes there's character stuff going on. And you knew it was character stuff in the draft process, which led to him not being drafted. Like, let's not throw too much on his plate. Let's not have him give him all this stardom right now and all this attention because he might not be able to handle it.
Yeah, that's a valid point. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. I'm going to let
you. You do know he's got like a Playboy on his tooth, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
He's a weird little dude now. You're not going to talk to the rookie. He's a weird little guy. He cool,
I mean,
now.
There's
he's a cool laid back dude, but
there's a reason someone with that size and that much skill did not get drafted by a single team.
He's a five-star talent who had to transfer out of Tennessee. It's a reason.
I got it. The police detained me twice and arrested me twice in Gainesville. I'm talking about on the books, went to Tallahassee.
Yeah. We knew you. We knew your past, like, Tanner. We know you.
I still went in the third round, bro. For this dude to go undrafted, it has to be a way bigger book than mine.
I appreciate you for saying that because Tanner had some suitcases. Tanner had to pay some for carry-on when he came to the NFL, and they still took him in the third round.
People were suing me for future earnings.
Yes.
Still, guys that I fought.
And this young man, consider, everybody know he's talented now. He went undrafted, and a lot of teams said, nah, we good.
To not take a flyer in the sixth or seventh round, it tells you something, but I don't care right now. He looked good last night.
Here's what I'll say. The Dolphins organization, they've been doing a hell of a job selling you Mike Gesicki. Now that they can't sell Mike Gesicki to you anymore, you're going to see a whole lot of Preston Williams highlights for a little bit because he's a young player that can get this fan base excited.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.